Hello everyone and welcome. Today is January 23rd, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he shares every week a secret spiritual law of nature with all of us. And this is to help you so that hopefully we can help you live your happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life with these really interesting issues that he addresses. These are whole life healing issues, so they could include talking about the body, the mind, and the spirit. And we love these. We've been doing them for many years now, and we always look forward to hearing from Alex each week. We want to share this disclaimer before we bring Alex out, and this is it. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the Custom Codes, and today your host. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we'd love to share this quote with you as well. It says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And we love to bring it up because the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. Okay, so having shared that, I want to bring Alex out. And Alex, what is the topic for today?
Thank you so much, Johanna. Yes, today we are talking about your body can tell you when you have a problem. So thank you, Johanna. And thank you, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. This is a podcast. This is a live event. It's several things, but we are greatly honored by your presence. We know there's so many things that are calling for your time. And we're honored that you'd spend a little bit of it with us. Every week we want to give you a little something to think about, a little something to challenge you, and a little something to apply in your life to maybe make your week a little bit better, and maybe every once in a while your life better long term. And we are wide open to suggestions and love to hear from you. You can contact us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and we'd love to hear from you, and yes, we will respond back. Okay, your body can tell you when you have a problem. I want you to just sort of marinate or stew in that maybe a little bit this week and think about it. If you're middle age or older, you probably had some little health things or maybe some big health things. And it's interesting to me because when people have those, the typical response, let's say someone has appendicitis or something, the typical response is not, "Oh, I bet I have a spiritual issue that somehow allowed this to happen." Or if someone gets cancer, "Oh, I bet I have some unresolved spiritual issue that is the reason that I got cancer, or maybe the reason that my body did not prevent it in the first place." Or if you have an anger problem, "Oh, I bet I have some unresolved spiritual issue." People just don't think that way. I didn't used to think that way either, but have now for a lot of years. But where all this started for me, and this is in the very first book I ever wrote, was a statement Solomon made about 3,000 years ago. And Solomon was considered by many people, even today, to be the wisest person who ever lived. He's the guy who had a kind of a wish from God, sort of, And he didn't wish for riches. He didn't wish for, you know, to have a body like some incredible bodybuilder or handsome person or something like that. He wished for wisdom and was given that, according to ancient manuscripts. And people would come to him from all over to have him arbitrate, to have him use his wisdom about their situation that they couldn't figure out. One of the most famous ones was two ladies who brought a child, and both of them saying that they were the mother of this child and they wanted custody of the child. And so Solomon's solution was, okay, since both of you are saying that, and they didn't have DNA and all that stuff back then, we will cut the baby in two and give you each half of the child. And the real mother is the one who said, no, give it to the other one. And that's what Solomon was looking for. That's the reason he said that the entire time. He was never intending to cut that child in two. He wanted to see who loved that child so much that they would rather that child not be in their life than to be killed. And so he gave the baby to the rightful mother. And many other extremely wise things like that. One thing Solomon said that really struck me about 6 years into Hope's depression was this statement: guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all the issues of life. And I asked three scholars, theologians, which I am not, about that particular statement in the language that it was first spoken in, and said, okay, in the context, considering everything, the words, the original language, the context, everything, what does this mean? Would this include cancer? Would this include diabetes? Would this include finances? Would this include relationships? And what all three scholars told me independently was Solomon is saying basically any problem you can ever have in your life originates from the spiritual heart. And if you reverse engineer that statement, that would mean if you're wanting to heal any problem at its source, you have to heal it in the spiritual heart. And that was a major turning point for me. And from that day on, I started praying and looking for, okay, what in the world is the spiritual heart? Because it's obviously not the pump heart, all right? So what is it? And if I can figure out what it is there any way to fix these issues of the heart so that diabetes, cancer, relationship problems, whatever the problem is, can heal? And so it changed my search parameters from then on. And then about 6 years later, I believe I had a download from God that was a way to help heal Hope's spiritual heart issues that were underlying her depression. And it was on a plane. I got home. We did it on her. She had done about 500 other things at that point, 12 years into our search for her depression. None of them had worked. Some of them had helped some, but then it always went back. In 45 minutes, her depression was gone. And in, I believe it was 3 weeks, it was gone and never came back again to this day. And that was almost 18 years ago now. Okay, so I came to believe that what Solomon was calling the spiritual heart is what science calls the unconscious, the subconscious, the conscious, the conscience, and it is also where our spirit primarily resides, and if we're right with God, the Spirit of God resides. So it's the unconscious, subconscious, and some other stuff, all right? Well, as soon as I came to that belief or understanding, it changed everything because I knew a lot about the unconscious from my PhD in psychology and reading in that subject for years and years and years. And so that made sense to me. And so then after I felt like, okay, this is what the spiritual heart is there a way to fix it? And then that's what I believe came to me in the form of what we now call the healing codes. Now, you need to understand, and if you've read my book, hopefully you do understand, that I do not believe that I was led or given the healing codes for you. I believe I was given it for Hope, my wife. But when her depression went away, I did take it to my private practice at that time, started using it on all my clients, and started seeing incredible things happen pretty consistently. Well, that's almost 18 years ago now, and we have continued down that path, and today have Trilogy that I believe is much more effective, much more powerful than the healing codes for those same spiritual issues. But I don't want to go there quite yet. Let's lay a little more foundation. Dr. Carolyn Leaf, in her wonderful book, Who Switched Off My Brain, says we do not have one single mechanism in the body for the negative, body or mind. Every single mechanism in our body and mind is for the positive only. So if you're experiencing a negative that's not just temporary, like someone close to you dies and you're grieving for a period of time, but then you pop right out of it, okay? Unless it's something like that, but you come out of it quickly, it is always a malfunction, 100% of the time. Dr. Bruce Lipton from Stanford Medical School, cellular biologist, says the same thing. He says a cell that is not in stress, it is virtually impossible for that cell to get sick. In fact, he uses the word, for practical purposes, for 99.9% of situations, that cell is impervious to illness and disease. Okay? Well, we have 11 macro systems, about 300 micro systems, and based on the research, and I've never seen an exception to this, all of those are designed and built to work only for the positive. When we experience a negative, it is always a malfunction, just like the light on your dashboard on your car. You know, if your little tire indicator comes up, which I greatly dislike in my car because it can be like a half a pound low, and this light comes up on my dashboard saying, you know, one of my tires is low, or if the engine light comes on, or the oil light, or the water light, or whatever, all right, it's indicating a malfunction. Those lights don't come on when everything is working correctly. So when we experience a negative, it is evidence that something's wrong, okay? Well, what's wrong? I believe it is always spiritual, and about 95% of the time, it is always relational. Now, when I say spiritual, I don't mean church. I don't mean religion, okay? I mean fear versus love. And everything negative comes from fear, anger, hatred, unforgiveness, low self-worth, rejection, anxiety. All of those things come from fear. And everything positive comes from love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-worth, identity, significance, security, trust, belief, faith, forgiveness, all of those things come from love. And one of the evidences of this is that the mechanism in our brain that determines whether we are in stress or not stress or love. That's really the three settings. There's stress, which is fear, and the other name for the stress response is the fear response. And it's only supposed to be activated when we're in a life or death situation. And then once the life or death situation is over, which is supposed to be minutes, then in 15, 20, 30 minutes, we're back out of stress again. It's supposed to happen maybe one, two, three times a year, you know, when the truck is about to pull over on you on interstate or something like that, but no other time. Then there's the neutral setting where nothing is real positive, nothing is real negative. Kind of like, you know, I don't love this carpet, I don't hate this carpet, it's just sort of neutral, it's fine, all right? And in that scenario, there aren't a whole lot of chemicals and hormones being released in the brain, all right? And then there's love. If the hypothalamus in the brain, which is constantly scanning for these fear-love signals, if it senses love from our memories primarily, not externally, although it can include external, but the external is run through all of our memories to determine if it's really love or not. If the hypothalamus picks up love, then it releases oxytocin, which is called the love hormone, and is like the miracle drug of all time. If they could ever produce it in a pill, which they can't, it has to be naturally produced in the brain. It releases oxytocin, endorphins, peptides, all those wonderful, wonderful things where you have loads of energy, you are thinking at the height of your intelligence, creativity, problem solving, you name it, okay? And all of that determined by the love or fear signal. So if that fear, if the hypothalamus receives a fear signal, when we are not in a life or death situation, that is the first domino of malfunction. That is the first domino of you ending up with a problem in your life, because under stress is the only way that cell goes from impervious to illness and disease to on its way to illness and disease. Okay, so what are you looking for in your body and mind? Really, anything that you would think of as, that's a problem. I've got a problem with that, all right? I've written down a few. Sleep, anxiety, digestion, appetite, stress, a nagging family member, or maybe you're the nagging family member, weight loss, being sick, etc., right? And there's thousands of them we could name, but really anything in your body or mind that you think that's a problem, or because it's hard for you to be objective, maybe people around you think that's a problem. Like, I've had a lot of clients who said, I don't have an anger issue, I don't have an anger problem. And then I bring in five family members who say, oh my goodness, does he have an anger problem? All right. So either something you would identify as a problem, or those who know you and are close to you would identify as a problem, that is coming, I believe, from a spiritual issue almost all the time. And the spiritual issue is love or fear. Now, the problem, the wild card in all of this, is the latest research says that you have fear-based memories that are fear-based because they've got lies and errors in them. In other words, it's not you doing anything wrong. That, in fact, often comes through our ancestry, passed down through the sperm and the egg, okay? But you end up with it, all right? So you have memories that have lies and errors in them that are fear-based, that are sending that signal to the hypothalamus, causing those cells to go out of a state where they're impervious to illness and disease into a place where they are on the way to illness and disease if they're not already there. All right. So what I'm suggesting is when you have any problem in your life, and I just named a few of them a couple of minutes ago, there are thousands, but honestly, almost anything that you would call a problem, that you start thinking, okay, do I have a spiritual problem issue in me that maybe is at the source of this problem, whether it's my digestion, whether it's sleep, whether it's anxiety, whether it's anger, whether it's diabetes, weight loss, weight gain, whatever. Because I believe the answer to that is almost always yes. Okay, so how do you find it? How would you go about from that place to actually maybe finding it, or if you can't find it because it's in the unconscious, healing it without finding it? Well, I believe that almost every spiritual issue boils down to a relationship issue. And psychologist Dr. Ann Siebert has done wonderful work and research and written articles where she posits that same truth, that virtually any problem boils down to a relationship problem. I can remember being a little boy, and I was always very close to my mom. In the early years of my life, I was very close to my dad as well. And I remember vividly, if there was a problem between mom and I, or if there was a problem between dad and I, or if there was a problem between my brother and I, where I felt like we were crossways, where I was angry at them or they were angry at me or something, I can vividly remember not ever feeling completely okay until there was some resolution to that. Okay, either I got back home from school and said, hey, Mom, I'm sorry about that. Or I got home from school and Mom said, hey, Alex, I'm sorry about that, what happened this morning, or something. And then we would hug and, okay, now it's okay. All right. Now, what we've gotten used to in our life is we don't talk about stuff like that. So when we have something like that come up, we don't feel okay. But we also don't want to go apologize or talk about it, so we just stuff it. Well, what you have to know about that is the place you're stuffing it is called your stress barrel. And your stress barrel is a medical theory that every doctor I know of agrees with, that all of your stress, physical, mental, spiritual, goes into your metaphorical internal stress barrel. And as long as that stress barrel's not full, your immune system, body, mind can handle just about anything negative. But the moment it gets full, and remember this is cumulative, your ancestry junk, lies and errors go in here, the ones from the first few years of your life when you throw temper tantrums go in here, everything goes in here. So once that thing becomes full, then the next little nothing thing that happens causes you to break at your weakest link. And all of a sudden, I've got cancer. I've got heart disease. I've got depression. I've got anxiety. I've got anger. I can't do my work the way I want to and believe I can. All right? In other words, now I've got a problem that I didn't have. Okay? And so every time you do not resolve something and stuff it, that goes into that stress barrel and gets you closer to that being full until finally, when it is full, you start breaking. And then you get diabetes, but you don't think, hey, maybe there's a spiritual issue under this. You just think, well, what physically caused me to get diabetes? So then you're managing symptoms from then on, if that's where you go, rather than healing it at the source and not ever having to deal with it again, which is what we want, and I want for you. So here's what I would recommend. When you have a problem, first of all, ask yourself the question, is it possible that there's a spiritual issue at the source of this somewhere. Then step number two, is it possible that the spiritual issue is a relationship issue with someone, somewhere, even possibly in your ancestry, okay? And it's very simple how you work on this to heal it. So I would say, okay, let's say back before the healing codes, I had acid reflux, all right? And my biggest negative emotion or feeling was fear, almost bordering on terror, because I was afraid I was going to get cancer of the esophagus, okay, which I never got close to, but I still had that fear because I was believing lies. So what I would recommend, if that was you, is, okay, fear bordering on terror. Is there any relationship, event, person, issue, time, incident that you can think of where you had fear bordering on terror? And the one that comes to my mind is when my dad had this infection in his, I believe it was in his neck, and he was in the hospital, and he was only supposed to be there for a day or two, but then the infection got worse and worse, and he was there for several weeks, and I could tell my mom was really, really, really worried, so I started thinking my dad might die, okay? And I remember that fear, terror. Now, I had another medical incident with my mom where I felt a similar thing, okay? So I would work on and pray about that incident with my dad until it's not bothering me anymore. Work on the one with my mom until it's not bothering me anymore. Work on any others I can think of. And then also, and this is very important, work on all the ones that may be in me that I don't even know are in me because it's in my unconscious or ancestry. And on that, just kind of go by your feelings. Okay, do I feel like I still have issues with this? You could also call one of our coaches and have them test you to see, okay, have I healed all the issues related to this, all the relationship issues, or not? Okay, I would also take the Relationship Issues Finder test and the X Factor test to see what comes up on those, but then I would apply those results to relationships. It is my belief that if all the relationship issues in your life are healed, resolved, that everything else is going to go pretty well, and usually better and better and better and better. Why? Because that's how we're built. The mechanism in the brain, remember, searches for love and fear. All right? Fear, it pulls the fire alarm. Love, it releases all these wonderful hormones that cause positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive physiology in my body, opens my cells where they don't get sick, etc. Okay? So, and love does not exist outside of relationships, which includes relationship with myself and relationship with God as well as others. But love does not exist outside of relationship. And fear is the absence of love. So the way we are built biologically, chemically, is all about relationships. So the next time you get sick, or today when you think about what's the biggest problem in your life, number one, could this be a spiritual issue? Number two, could this be a relationship issue, event, incident, whether it's mine or passed to me? Heal the relationship aspect, and I think you're going to see everything start to get better. But for some of you who've been used to stuffing all this relationship stuff, it may take a little bit for you to become aware of it again and feel it again. And I don't want you to feel it just for the sake of feeling it. That doesn't do any good. I want you to feel it for the sake of healing it once and for all and never having to deal with it again. Okay? So your body can tell you when there's a problem, and then look for the spiritual issue, look for the relationship issue, resolve those, and almost every single time the problem gets better, often heals completely. God bless you. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. And I want to remind everyone that this is available on podcast, iTunes. Go ahead and check out there. You can look for Whole Life Healing and find those reviews there, the recordings there. Also, if you go to the archive calls on the website, you'll find them there. Usually they get posted within 24 hours. So we're going to switch gears now and give some of you an opportunity to get a customized trilogy or a custom code, depending on what you like. If you would like a trilogy process, please be familiar with all the components, all the parts of the trilogy. There's three parts. So if you have not viewed the general trilogy process, which you can find at dralexandraloyd.com/trilogy-training, that's the free video that shows you how to do trilogy. If you haven't seen that and you're not familiar with these different areas of trilogy, let's wait until you are, and then, come back, and we'll get you a customized trilogy. If you would like a healing code, of course, we'll get you a custom healing code. If you know healing codes, too, please let me know that, too, and we'll incorporate that into your code. So if you are on the phone and you would like to get a code or a process, you can press star 2 on the phone. That's going to raise your hand. And I'll unmute your line, and we will get you a code or a trilogy. So our first caller, your number ends in 9655, 9655, and your line is open.
Hi, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
What would you like to address?
Okay, I have an issue with the rental that, I have a hoarding tenant that I can't get rid of, and I've given him an eviction notice and everything was going fine, and all of a sudden he sent me back to his lawyer. So it's definitely something's going wrong there.
Okay, and so what would you like to address? I mean, we can't do codes to solve that issue, but how is that making you feel? And that's what we
okay,
want to
address. Okay, got my solar plexus all jumpy, and it's taken away all my peace of mind. I feel totally out of control here, hopeless, helpless.
Okay, and that's what we want to look for. Do you have an early memory that comes up when you think about this feeling, when, you identify this feeling you're having right now? Is there an early memory that comes up where you had the same kind of feelings or beliefs?
Nothing specific. Other than maybe pre-birth coming in where I felt that maybe I wasn't going to be wanted or loved.
Okay, and when you think about that, even though it's not a specific memory, how strong is that right now?
It comes and goes, but like right now I just feel the solar plexus very strongly, so I would guess that it would go back to that.
Okay. Okay, so what we're going to do is get a... Now, do you know Trilogy? Do you know Healing Codes 2? What kind of a...
I know Trilogy. Like? I'm not sure about Healing Codes 2. I'm not sure quite.
Okay. Well, the Healing Codes 2 are the new the positions where you're actually touching the brainstem and the prefrontal cortex.
Where is the prefrontal cortex? Where is
that?
That's
the forehead. The forehead.
Okay. And so is that like where you put the whole palm on?
Yes, you could put the whole palm or just the fingertips. So those are in the trilogy. So you're familiar with those two positions.
Yes, those two positions.
Okay, so we're going to get it. We're going to get a trilogy for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so the first minute. Okay, we're going to do, first we'd like you to go through all the points, starting from the eyebrow all the way down to the karate chop. So you run through all those points first. And then you're going to do these that I'm going to give you. So be sure to write these down.
Okay,
you're going to start with the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
The thymus, or the middle of the chest.
Okay.
Then the little finger.
Okay.
The side of the hand, karate chop.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the collarbone.
Okay.
Now we're going to go up to the eyebrows.
Okay.
Under the eye.
Okay.
Now go under the arm, under the nipple, under the nipples. And then let's do the nine gamut. And that's it for the first minute.
Okay.
Okay, the second minute, which is the healing code, you're going to do both hands on the brainstem. Then left hand below the belly, right hand on the high bridge or the prefrontal cortex.
Left below the belly and the right on the where? Oh,
on the
high bridge.
On the forehead. Mm-hmm.
Right, high bridge. Okay, got it.
Okay, then both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then both hands jaws.
Okay. And the only two where you actually put the hands on it is on the brainstem or the high bridge.
The high bridge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay. And the third minute, we're going to do the governing and conception and the energy centers. Okay. So you're going to start with first do one sweep from the base or the torso all the way up and over.
Okay.
Okay, the second time we're going to start at the heart.
Mhm.
And just hold it there for a few seconds. And then keep your hands on your body, slide down all the way to the base. And then slide up to the solar plexus. And then up to the forehead. And then all the way over to the top of the spine. And then one more time, we're going to start at the forehead. And we're going to go up to the crown. And then we're going to slide down to the base. And come all the way up and over.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, I have.
And
one.
I would do this. I'm sorry. I would do this for a couple of weeks. It's going to be most effective for a couple of weeks.
Okay, and I have one question on minute two.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm doing the brainstem, like the healing codes too. Do I do that for longer, like the 20 seconds?
You can do it longer. We usually do recommend holding those healing codes two positions a little bit longer. Yeah, that's
longer,
a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, because it looks like I'd be through that in less than a minute otherwise. Okay.
Yeah, if it's less than a minute, you can repeat it again. You know,
okay.
It's okay to repeat it again.
Okay.
Do whatever feels most comfortable for you.
Okay.
Okay, Anne.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate that.
Okay, God bless.
I was on that call last night too, which was good, where they did the trilogy.
Oh yeah,
that was great.
That was great. Good. Glad you were able to experience that with us, and thank you for participating.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and mute Anne, and anyone else that would like to get a code or a process, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll see how many we can get to. Let's see, our next caller is, your number ends in 4992, and your line is open. 4992, I think you're in Pennsylvania. Hello? Okay, so we'll come back to that one. Okay, we're going to take another caller, and your line, your number is 6767. 6767, I believe you're in Georgia.
That's me.
Okay, and who's this?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Would you like to address?
I wanted to address a pelvic mass that has been persistent for decades now or longer.
All right. And so, Joe, how do you feel about this? Of course, you understand the healing codes and the trilogy. We're addressing the heart issues. So that would, and the way we, you know, indicate, the way we find those is by the feelings or the beliefs. So what are you feeling about this?
Low self-esteem, low self-worth, and almost being trapped. And I understand that this is spiritual based. I have the book, The Healing Codes. I bought that years ago, did everything, consumed it ravenously, did everything. Had a lot of emotional and spiritual breakthroughs, so a lot of other associated health challenges and relationship challenges have improved, but this seems to linger.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is it right now?
Right now, an 8. I did the trilogy yesterday. It was absolutely magnificent. Started out at a 10, went down to an 8. But still at
Is there a specific early memory that comes up when you think about this? And in that memory, how strong is that memory?
That memory, I would say, is probably between a 6 and an 8. So I'd say maybe 7 or 8.
Okay. So we want to include that in this.
Yeah.
And any other memories that come up. So you want to continue to look for any other memories. Once this one that you just found comes down, then, and if you're still feeling this way, then you want to look for another memory until you can't find any more memories. And then you can work on it directly. But, of course, it's always being worked on. But then once you have no more memories that you're aware of, work on directly what you're feeling now.
Okay. And I think this would be the root cause, because at that earliest memory, 2 or 3 years old, is when I walked in and saw my father and mother in a physical fight, and my father was trying to drown my mother in my bathwater. So through that, I just got to a place where I didn't think I wanted to have kids or have a relationship. So there's been a fear associated with that as well, getting into a position. And I think I created this thing to block myself. And then I also know that there's been a great deal of domestic violence for pretty much all of the women in my family going back as far as I can remember.
Okay, so what I would recommend you do is, in your prayer, include any generational things that may have been passed down.
Mm-hmm.
And any of these kind of memories that come up. Have you ever done the relationship issue finder?
I did it last night.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's a good diagnosis for you. That'll give you some hints of where this is coming from, whether these are memories you're aware of or not. And use that as your guide. As you use the process I'm going to give you, use that as your guide over the next 2 weeks as far as which areas to explore. Okay, let's go ahead and get a trilogy for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, very good. Just a moment. Okay, first, the first minute, you want to go through all the points, starting from the eyebrow all the way down to the karate chop. Not the nine gamut. Just stop at the karate chop. Okay, and then you're going to do them in this order. I'm going to give them to you now. Okay, we're going to start on the chin.
Okay.
Forehead, I mean eyebrows.
Eyebrows.
Side of eyes. Mm-hmm. Then side of eyes.
That's temple, right?
Yes. Okay. And then we're going to go to the collarbone. Sore spots.
Mm-hmm.
Under the arms.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to the thumb. The
thumb.
Index finger.
Index.
Middle finger.
Middle.
And the... And then the little finger.
Okay.
Okay, and then the nine gamut.
Okay.
Okay, for the healing code, first position.
This is minute two.
Yes, minute two.
Okay.
First position, both hands below the belly. Second position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge or prefrontal cortex.
Could you repeat that? Left hand brainstem.
Left hand brainstem, right hand forehead or prefrontal cortex.
Okay.
Third position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Fourth position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You're going to start at the base, go all the way up and over.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to start, we're going to start at the solar plexus. Hold it there for a few moments. Then you're going to slide your hands up to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And pause there for a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
Then slide all the way down to the base.
Okay.
And then up and over. You're going to slide all the way up and over.
Okay.
Okay, the next one, the final one, you want to start at the base, and you're going to pause at each energy center just for a few seconds and go all the way up and over.
Pause at each. Up and over. Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you.
God keep you, bless you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, our next caller is... Okay, from, it's 4787, Aileen, or Aileen?
It's Aileen. Hi, Johanna.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to thank you for all the help you give us, because I've been calling you for a lot of years. The two things I had to ask as I was listening, can you share at all whatever call you were talking about last night? I wasn't aware of a call, or was it,
yeah, we had
a replay of it?
If you get the emails from Dr. Alexander Lloyd, there was a free custom guided trilogy, our first event where we did a custom guided trilogy, and that was free for whoever wanted to come. We had over 1,000 people attending that last night.
I don't think I'm on the list anymore, just because of, I don't know how I might have gotten off of them, because I maybe knew about this call. How is that different than what we do here? Just that it's more people, so more power?
Oh, my gosh. The custom guided codes is where Alex actually guides you through until exhaustion, really. So these custom guided codes, we've been doing them for a while now, and we've been doing custom guided codes. So last night was a free event. They're usually not free. They're usually
$50. Oh, okay.
And we addressed three areas, and the call lasts about an hour and a half or so. And last night was a free event, so we could introduce everybody to the custom guided trilogy. So yeah, it's quite different than what we do here.
And is there a replay option, or can you guys consider that? Or
I really don't know how that's going to work this time. I know if you are registered, yes.
Johanna.
Yes.
Johanna.
Yes,
Johanna?
Alex.
Yes, there is, because I got it today in an email. So if I don't know how you would contact us for that. I mean, you can go to feedback@thehealingcodes.com. You can call our 800 number, and Cindy could get you that. But, yes, there is a email that has the manual, the edited codes for the edited process from last night, another written process for the same issues from last night, and you can get all that for free. So, Johanna, if you can tell her how to contact us, she can get that still, because I got it today, but I just don't know how to tell her how to do it.
Yeah, I think the easiest way would be to go to feedback@thehealingcodes.com or yeah, if you could do that and request it. I know there were so many people on the call last night, and I know everyone that registered automatically will get the recording. If you were not registered, then you'd probably need to go ahead and send in an email, and hopefully Cindy can get that to you.
And I've communicated with her before, so I'll do that. But is there an email we should get on again? I had a computer crash and had problems, so I'm sure something happened there. What email is we going to
Yeah, well, if you, you know, you can, if you go to dralexandraloyd.com, you know, you can get an option to get the newsletters, et cetera, and you'll automatically be put on a list to be notified of these kind of calls.
Okay.
So probably at some point you unsubscribed. I'm sorry?
No, you're right on that. The other thing was, if people want to get coaching from you, what email do we contact you?
You
at?
Can go to dralexandraloyd.com, and you can see under resources, you'll see a list of all our wonderful coaches. They're all there. And you can choose whoever you like and contact them directly and set up some personal coaching. We really encourage everyone to do that. And we do have some specific coaches now who are indicated there who are trilogy trained. They're certified in trilogy. So if that's what you would want, you want to choose from one of those.
Okay, perfect. And then the code I'm looking for, I was taking a walk while I was listening to Dr. Alex, and you know, we've talked a lot as we've done these codes, where I understand that consciously I might think this, but it's the subconscious heart issue. And now I knew it, but he reiterated it's a relationship issue. My quote unquote issue is just this, it's, you know, it's, is it depression? Is it lethargy? Is it letdown? I cannot seem to shift this with all the work I've done. But when I was walking, I did know this memory, but I remembered, my parents were going to move to Ireland, and all the kids, my mom had too many little kids, so she said I had to be potty trained or I would have to be left with a grandfather, and he was an abuser. He was one of the four people that was mainly the people that abused me. So I had to very quickly learn that skill. And I think there's that kind of shown today as I was walking, the premise of this whole always having to perform for love or perform for what other people get, just normal. Does that make sense? So I don't know if it's a sadness or a powerlessness and anger, but it stemmed in this exhaustion of having to do so much to get what other people got as normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's what
that
you want
sense.
To address. Yeah, absolutely. And it's good it came up. So you're, you know,
yeah.
It was good that your heart gave you that information. So that's what you definitely want to
yeah.
address. Now, did you want a trilogy process?
Yes. Trilogy, yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
These fear issues. Okay. So start with that memory that you just mentioned, as that one is prominently coming up, and that's, of course,
mm-hmm.
connected to any others. So let's start with that one. It seems like a pretty significant one. Okay. So
okay.
the first minute number one, you're going to, first of all, run through all the tapping. You'll start from the eyebrow, go all the way through to the karate chop. And then the next, we're going to do the tapping in this sequence. We're going to start with a little finger, then the
okay.
thumb.
Okay.
And then the middle finger.
Okay.
Then we're going to go up to the eyebrow,
okay.
side of eyes,
okay.
under eyes, chin.
Okay. Okay.
Then we're going to go to under the arms, sore spots.
Okay. okay.
And then collarbone. And then the nine
okay.
gamut.
Okay.
And that's it for the minute number one. Minute number two, first position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Second position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Okay.
Fourth position, both hands, brainstem.
All right.
I mean the third position. Okay, the fourth position is left hand below the belly, right hand high bridge.
All right.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base, go all the way up and over. And then
all right.
start at the heart, and then you're going to start at the heart.
Okay.
Go down to the below the belly button.
Okay.
Slide up to the heart again.
All right.
Slide up to the throat. Pause.
Okay.
And then up and over.
Okay.
And the third time, we're gonna start at the solar plexus.
All right.
We're gonna slide up to the heart.
Okay.
Slide all the way up to the crown.
Okay.
And then over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it.
And that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
All right, bless.
Okay, and let's see, we'll be able to take one more. I'm going to go back and see if this person in Pennsylvania, 4992, I'm going to open your line. Are you there? 4992? I hear noises, but I don't hear anybody on the phone. Okay, we're going to go ahead and mute that line. Okay, one more, and this will have to be quick. This is from a web caller, and all I see is Nellie. So I'm opening your line, Nellie.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Nellie.
Hi. So I have a bit of similar thing like the last caller. I've been having this like kind of, I don't know if it's depression or whatever, it's just like I don't have any motivation to do things, and it seems like everything seems to be hard, hard work. So it's whenever I stop meditating, and I couldn't figure out what's the cause for many years. And a few days ago, I realized that this.
Hello?
I have this feeling that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nelly, you keep cutting out. What is the negative feeling or belief that you're having with this?
It seems that I have a belief that goes around, I don't have any value, and like I'm not important, or I have nothing to contribute. And the memories I'm getting, it's not like one specific memory. It's everyone in my life, like father, grandfather, mom, they left. So it's kind of seems to be connected to that, but I don't have anything.
Okay, even if you don't have anything specific, but you have a feeling that's connected, you want to just address that, and your heart knows what's there. We're having a little problem with the breaking up, so I'm going to go ahead and get your process. Are you doing Trilogy or Healing Codes? Hello?
Trilogy, can you hear
me? Yes, okay. I'm going to get you a Trilogy, and I'm sorry we're breaking up, but I'm going to do this really quickly. And okay, so could you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
Okay. I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, good. Okay, write this down. The first minute, you're going to start with eyebrows and go all the way through. All the way through to, not the nine gamut, but all the way down to the karate chop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do them in this order, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start with the thymus, the middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Then the collarbones.
Okay.
Then go up to the eyebrow, the side of the eyes.
Okay.
Okay, eyebrow, side of the eyes, under the nose. And then you're going to go to under the arms, under the nipples, and then the thumb on your hand.
Okay.
And then do the nine gamut.
Okay.
Okay. The next minute with the healing code, the first position, you're going to do left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, or prefrontal cortex. That's the first position.
Okay.
The second position, you're going to switch. So you're going to put the left hand on the high bridge and the right hand on the brainstem.
Okay.
The third position is left hand Adam's apple, right hand temple.
Okay.
The fourth position is both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
And that's it. Okay, third minute.
Is this 20 seconds each?
Yeah, so, well, you can hold the Healing Codes two positions, which are the first two. You can hold those a bit longer. That's what we recommend. But, you can hold those for, maybe twice as long as the last two.
Okay.
Okay, so the third minute, we're going to start with the base and go all the way up and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start at the base again. Slide
mm-hmm.
up to the heart, pause at the heart.
Okay,
then slide up to the throat, pause at the throat.
Okay.
Then slide all the way down to the solar plexus And you're going to pause there. And then slide up to the crown and pause there. And then go all the way over to the top of the spine. And then the last time through, you're going to start at the base again, and you're going to go all the way up and over. And that's it.
Okay. Can I just ask the second one? I finish at the top and not at the...
I'm sorry?
Second time, you said I should...
I'm you're cutting out, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to go through. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go ahead and end the call. We're a bit over time, but thank you, Nellie, for coming in. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Alex, anything you want to say at the last second?
No, love you, everyone. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, everyone. We'll see you again next week.